quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with Graham Connors. How are you, mate?
I'm really well, thank you, Ben. It's always good to catch up with you.
I know, and you know what? I actually think that this is the first time that we've actually done a formal interview together.
Well,
but we've chatted
it's
heaps.
It's taken us a long time to get round to it, but here we are.
I know. And for so long, I actually lived just down the road from you, in Australian country terms, down the road being...
1,000 kilometres.
Yeah, totally. Within 1,000 kilometres, that's local, like your neighbours.
When it comes to Australia, you may as well say it is. After being in Europe last year and seeing just how close everything is there, you recognise the people talk about distance in Australia, but it comes home with a vengeance when you've been elsewhere.
Well, you know, I really like the fact that we're a big country and we don't have enough people to fill every square metre of it.
I'm with you. I'm the guy with the big backyard, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And the spare block on the side, so... It's room for the dogs to run around and to walk across the empty space to say hello to your neighbours.
Yeah, now you're Mackay Way, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And that's a really cool part of the world to be part of and to live. I mean, the weather there is really something else.
Well, I sometimes think we have the best of the tropical environment. It's nowhere near as sultry as Cairns can be. But we still have a sense of it's tropical, very much tropical environment. And being close to the ocean, there's always the afternoon breeze. And summer or winter, it's a great place to live. And we also have had, over the latter years, an amazing boom due to the mining industry up this way. And it has led to far greater population and awareness of Mackay and Central Queensland and sort of, well, we're really low in northern Queensland.
And the thing I like about Mackay is there's, compared to Cairns, there's far less cyclones.
Keep that thought.
Oh.
With global warming, you just don't know. Anything could happen. We had a terrible cyclone in 1918, but then again, I wasn't here then.
Now, the other great thing about Mackay is your family restaurant as well.
We are our fourth son. Is an amazing chef, and several years back, we built a family restaurant. And it has been an amazing experience for all of us.
We should say that it is a genuine family restaurant, not like a chain family restaurant.
No, sorry, yes.
It is a real one serving real food.
It's absolutely. And the boys are now opening a fantastic bar in the adjoining building to the restaurant. And that will mean... Certainly, a greater presence and a lot more opportunity for people to avail themselves of the fine food and general sort of social life of the industry that we're in.
I can just imagine that conversation. Let's get this Graham Connors guy to play at our venue. Okay. Can you imagine that negotiation?
I have launched a record there, and it was fabulous, but the problem was that we had to do it over 3 nights because we just sort of sold it out so quickly. Really, they're getting a pretty damn good deal, aren't they?
They are. You know, I'm not paying that price. I bought you your first car and taught you how to drive. Can you... You owe me.
it's been a great experience. And with the new bar, there'll be a new focus on entertainment. So watch this space.
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing is you've got that great family restaurant with that great passion. And I think that the passion for quality food and the passion and the creativity that's needed in order to make that and keep a successful restaurant going is very similar to that same sort of passion that you have for your music.
It is. It's a lot closer than people realise. I mean, our son Adrian, who's he's the creator in the kitchen, and he has exactly the same methodology as I have, where you're always on the lookout for something new and different, and you're always in a creative mode. I deal with songs, he deals with menus.
I think that a lot of that comes back to who you are, Graham, because as a parent, as a leader in the country music community, you really do lead by example. And I think not only all of your back catalogue, but also your current album, Kindred Spirit, really does show how you're always on the lookout for something different. You're always pushing the boundaries, but still making true, honest, exceptional music that is quintessentially Australian.
Well, gee, I don't know what to say. That's such a lovely thing for you to say. I like to challenge myself. And each new release has got to be a step forward in some way. Kindred Spirit is, as you have said, a very different project in as much as I've focused on fellow Australian singer-songwriters rather than providing the songs myself. But it has enabled me to free up as an interpreter, as a singer of songs, rather than the songwriter singer. And it has been liberating and very enjoyable. Working with Matt Fell, of course, was the secret weapon, and Glenn A. Baker assisting me to sort of sift through the vast canon of Australian singer-songwriters.
That's a hell of a brains trust you got there.
You're not wrong. There's absolutely no doubt that each of those gentlemen had a huge impact on the Kindred Spirit.
Well, I absolutely love the album. There's so many songs that you've interpreted just amazingly. I mean, if you compare them, I think Kindred Spirit should almost be a double CD where you should have the originals and then the Graham Connors version.
Now, that would be a great idea. We're actually talking about the prospect of a concert sometime next year where we try and get together, if not all, then some of the songwriters and do it in a live concert environment.
Well, sign me up for the live DVD. Bring it on.
It's the way to do it. It's obviously it's an organisational nightmare to get all those people in one place at one time.
And all of them being musicians as well just makes it even harder again.
Well, we are known to be slightly difficult, aren't we?
Yeah, and you can only call them after 2 in the afternoon.
Well, there are some. I mean, you know, Kevin Johnson, we've maintained a friendship over many years, and Glenn Cartier and Sam Hawksley, you know, Alan Caswell, that would slip in very easily. There are others here that, you know, we really need to dispense with the management and go directly to the artist.
Yeah. I think we're getting into dangerous territory here. Now, tell me about the single that's out at the moment, Flesh and Blood. How did that end up on the album?
Flesh and Blood is a Shane Howard song, and I've always been a great admirer of Shane's work, from Glenna Band, you know, through to his own solo career. His songwriting, to me, has captured a very unique... he's a very unique voice in the Australian songwriting field, in as much as there's a sense of deep love and understanding for Indigenous culture, and side by side with you know, contemporary culture. And within his songs, there are quite often lyrics will allude to that sense of current but timeless. And when I was looking through his catalogue, Flesh and Blood stood out with those thoughts in mind, but also just as a song. It's got a lovely mysterious sense of timelessness and Australianness that that I feel very connected to.
So how was the creative process interpreting that? Because Kindred Spirit as an album isn't covers, it's a Graham Connors interpretation of these great songs, which I think breathes new life into them and a different perspective on the same lyrics and the great melodies.
Well, we stripped them back to their essence, which was a lyric and a melody. And Matt then reinterpreted musically. So I have to say, you know, Matt has there's a lot of Matt Fell musically in these tracks. He didn't listen to the original versions at all. That was his decision, and I'm glad that worked out that way. He treated it as if each song had been written by Graham Connors, because, you know, we've worked on various projects in the past. And Flesh and Blood has come out very different to the way that Shane did it, very different to the way Mary Black did it. It just feels to me like it's a song that I could have, or, you know, it's a song you could say, well, it could have come straight from the pen of Graham Connors too, you know, but it's got so much of Shane's character in it. I didn't mean that in terms of, you know, laying claim to anything, but I feel so close and connected to it thanks to the musical sort of attitude that Matt took with the song.
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant, and it's a fitting addition to what is overall one of my favourite albums of the year, Graham Connors' Kindred Spirit. You can read my full review on realcountrymix.com. You can download the album off iTunes. You can get it from all good record stores, because, of course, if they don't have Graham Connors' Kindred Spirit, they're not a good record store.
Good on you, Ben. I'm with you all the way.
Thank you so much, Graham Connors.
Bye, mate. Thank you.
Stories, I'll do my
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.